RCR with Paul Brennan.
Let's have another Money Talks here at RCR. We're back into it 2025. Louis Bollinger is back with me. And, of course, he is an investment advisor. And you can find him at lbnow.co.nz. He's been in the country for a long time, came from Canada. We've had the backstory. We don't need to go there again. Louis, great to have you back.
It is great to be back, Paul, with you. Yeah, 2025. Whew, what a year, huh?
Get ready for the ride, huh?
That's right. I'm happy I'm here for the ride because it's an interesting time.
So historical, can we go that far?
I would. I mean, whether you like Trump or not, I mean, it's all about what he's achieving or wanting to achieve with his new cabinet. I mean, he learned a lot by failing on his first administration. Mm. I mean, he prepared for this one and he surrounded himself with the right people. And I got a sense that, you know, there were a lot of meetings at Mar-a-Lago during the 2 months or so before the 20th of January. And as soon as the shotgun went, go.
Yeah, right. I wonder if they've been grouping for longer than that, because it's fascinating, isn't it? What we're seeing playing out compared to the snails, the glacial pace of everything that's up till now is, you know, it spins your head. But you can't put all that in place without some pretty focused, detailed planning in steps, sequential. They all have to work, or you've got to have, go-tos on either side to deal with whatever comes up. So it does feel like a huge amount of thought and a network behind it has been there for quite some time.
Yeah, you're probably absolutely right. It's more than just a couple of months. But I mean, they certainly haven't rested on their laurels during that time after being elected in November. And really, it's like night and day. It's completely night and day, whether it is Scott Bessent as a Treasury Secretary compared to Yellen or whoever before her, you know. For quite some considerable time, and Rubio compared to,
Lincoln.
I won't even mention his name. He doesn't deserve being mentioned again. Predecessor, and on and on. And Kennedy got through, so I haven't really watched that space much at all. I'm more interested in the monetary space because there's so much going on. I mean, and because it's an opaque area, the world of bullion, the world that central banks operate in, it's very hard to put all the pieces together. So there's, unfortunately, a lot of conspiracy theories and speculation as to what may be going on and so forth. So it's hard not to participate or want to at least know all of them to decide to discriminate, you know, and what's the wheat from the chaff, you know. And I can't remember who wrote, the reset is a process. It doesn't happen, you know, overnight. It might happen over a number of years, or it might happen. We don't really know the procession, as you just alluded to, of the sequence of events. But I did enjoy certainly even the first time I heard Trump mention this is a golden age.
Why would he
say that? And the words uttered by Scott Bessent in the Oval Office when Trump signed the executive order establishing a new sovereign wealth fund in the U.S. Now, a sovereign wealth fund in the U.S.? That's interesting. I mean, that's the sort of thing countries that have trade surpluses do, because they have, you know, an excess amount of money flowing in through the country, like Finland or Saudi Arabia and so forth. But the U.S. has got the opposite problem. But really, if you drill down into what that fund is likely to operate as, is what is called a sinking fund. Have you ever heard of a sinking fund?
No. Tell me.
I had not heard the expression since my study days as an actuary. We're very familiar with how a sinking fund operates. Basically, it's a discipline that anyone, a corporate can do it, or an individual. It's create a fund where you contribute regularly money towards accumulating by the end or by the date your debt comes due, enough capital to pay the debt. So it's basically to, enable whoever owes the debt, maybe a government or a company or an individual, to not default on the day the debt comes due, but have the money there. So you open it, you start a sinking fund, and you put money in regularly.
Louis, that tells us that they're anticipating to have to pay off a lot of debt, and they
That's what
have
they
to
want to
maintain
do.
a
They
level of confidence
finally
through it.
recognize there's a problem with the amount of debt, and
Yeah.
it cannot go on. Well, it can, but I mean, it cannot go on if they want to maintain credibility in the dollar.
Yeah, got it. Got it. When it comes to gold, I've heard three big stories just in the last 3 days. I've heard that X amount of tons is being flown across the Atlantic on commercial airliners every day. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard that Elon Musk saying we should go have a look at Fort Knox, and I've heard Trump say on the day that we're having this chat, saying that he's looking forward, I think, in the presence of Macron, in the Oval Office, that we're going to go and have a look at Fort Knox, and he said, "I hope the gold's there," kind of a throwaway line, but I haven't heard that intensity at that level around gold ever.
No, that's correct.
So what's going on?
That's absolutely correct. It usually been disparaged or ridiculed or made fun of when, so it was a taboo subject, and now everybody is talking about it. Well, one thing that is true is that a lot of metal is moving, and a lot of metal is moving to the US. Why is what
What?
everyone is speculating about? People suggested it might be because of the tariffs, but that's not a sufficient reason to cause such a change. And there are significant tonnage, and it's not just coming from London. So some of it's coming from Asia as well, which is interesting. So we can only speculate as to why, and it's probably more than one reason. But one thing is for sure is something big is happening in the gold world, and people are insisting on physical ownership. That's new because there's, and it's probably 100-to-1 contracts, 100-to-1 being one physical to 99 paper. There's a lot of trade. The London bullion market has a lot of unallocated accounts, and it's normal. I mean, a lot of people don't really want to handle the physical all the time, or rarely ask for physical delivery. So, but now, the demand for physical is higher. So there's got to be a reason for that. The best speculation I've heard, I'll come back to Fort Knox
Yep.
in a minute, but the best speculation I've heard was from James Turk, who goes back a long time in this gold discussion, and he's a smart guy. He runs a firm called Gold Money. I think he still does. I'm not sure. He's probably retired now, but he argues that maybe Trump, we know he wants to be remembered. His legacy is very important. He might be intending to return the U.S. to constitutional money. Now, what does that mean? That means gold and silver. The Constitution says money is gold and silver, and Congress has the power to coin money. They don't have any power to print money, but the Federal Reserve does that. So here's a speculation is that if he does that, he will need to revalue gold. And the speculation is that maybe only physical gold will be revalued. Anyone who's got paper gold or money in products that pretend to be gold won't benefit. So that's one speculation that I think is plausible, but it is a speculation. We don't know. We just do not know. I mean, Fort Knox is related to that because I mean, this is it's quite unbelievable, but there hasn't been a proper full audit of US gold reserves. It's not all in Fort Knox. It's in three different major locations. Fort Knox represents maybe close to 50% or 40%, but it's most well known. But there hasn't been a full proper audit since the 30s. There has been audits, pretend audits, partial audits in the 70s. But if you when you start digging into that rabbit hole, you see there's so many loose ends. And even if the gold was all there, has it been compromised? Has it been,
You mean who does it belong to?
rehypothecated? And yeah, who does it? Well, it can be. The thing is, the accounting standards in the bullion business, believe it or not, you can account that you have gold in your assets if you've leased it whilst you're leasing it. And the entity that has leased it also has it in their balance sheet as an
Oh,
asset
okay,
they
so it's
own.
like fractional banking in a way. It could be seen the same way. You've
Oh,
got one bar of
brilliant.
gold, but basically multitudes could own at any particular time or whatever time that physical object. And if it's being repatriated in the quantities that we're talking about, obviously there'll be outflows from certain parts of the world that will be very noticeable. Does that mean that when people say, well, actually, this gold's going, I want to get my physical gold now, everyone's asking for it, and it's just not there?
Oh yeah, it's there. I mean,
Oh, it is there.
what
Okay.
may not be readily available is if you want to go and buy a 4 ounce bar. I haven't tried lately. I haven't had any particular client ask me for more gold at the moment, so I wouldn't be able to tell you if that. But I doubt that there is much delay if you want to buy kilo bars or coins or
Okay.
100 ounce bars.
Yeah. All right. So it's going to be really interesting then, isn't it? For this, apparently, it's going to be streamed live. People are saying walkthrough of Fort Knox coming up with President. Everything's a show, right? Everything's theater.
Well, the last time someone went to Fort Knox was Mnuchin. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think I do.
And everyone was outside waiting for him to come out. And the report, the media, all we saw was people asking Mnuchin, "Well, is it there?" And Mnuchin said, "Yep, it's there." And that was it. There was no other. There's no digging, no
Oh, okay.
detail. It's okay.
You want to sign anything?
So
No, that's all right.
ridiculous, no?
My word's as good as my signature. I don't know. Thinking of time here. Anything more you want to say about gold and what's been happening lately and maybe projecting ahead, or is that dangerous?
The only thing I would add about gold is that I find it so sad that people are not invested, are not allocated, they don't own gold, and the industry doesn't really encourage people or allow their clients to have an allocation to gold. Generally, in my experience, anyone I ask, they say, well, if I talk to my advisor, they say, I should ignore, forget about that. It's risky. It's an asset that went up like 50, more than 50% since the beginning of 2024. I mean, and nobody's talking about it. It's the quietest bull market in the world. And I think that's very sad because there's a lot of people who should benefit from it, be exposed to it, and protect themselves for their purchasing power. And they have no idea. That's all I would like to add. As far as gold is concerned,
If there's a perception, though, that there's that, the golden age is here and everything's shining and it's an old thing, but feels like kind of a new, exciting thing. Then that could propel the gold price, so couldn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, if
Like quite
indeed
a bit.
there is a plan, a serious plan to either revalue gold to help the US to pay its debt or to bring back constitutional money, whatever, one way or another, officially bringing back gold in the equation of, addressing the huge debt problem in the world. Oh, it's an order of magnitude. I hate to put numbers, but you can calculate it based on the money supply, based on all kinds of metrics. That would be a price that would be sufficient to make a difference, and you're looking at 10,000 plus an ounce.
Whoa.
So I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I mean, if indeed the plan is to somehow address the debt problem using gold, that's what's going to happen, and it may be even higher than that. But we have no way of knowing when that might happen or how it might happen. But it would seem, one way or another, it's only if you own physical that you'll benefit as an individual or a company or an entity and a
I might
fund.
have run this by you. I might have run this by you earlier, Louis, in one of our chats last year, after talking to the inventor of Goldback. I think I told you about that. It's a sort of like a polymer
Oh, yes.
note, a classic note, and it's infused with an exact amount of actual gold in the note. That sounds like a form of constitutional money.
I would say
Because it's
probably
got the
not,
physical
because
gold in it.
it's money that has a certain weight of gold. You know, whether that's a gram or less than a gram, whatever it is, you'll know exactly how much gold there is in that piece, and that's it. It'll float. Its value will
Yeah, because
float
it'll
based on
change.
the, as opposed to constitutional money is basically defining the dollar as a certain weight.
Gotcha.
Whatever gold is going to be worth, you know, that money is going to be worth.
All right, I'm curious to have this explained in the context of our Money Talks feature here. I've heard this mapped out before. The fourth turning. What is the fourth turning? Remind us, please. It sounds like, whoa, the fourth turning. What is it?
Right. Well, it's and now the name of the authors of the book, The Fourth Turning, escaped me at the moment, but they're demographers, and they wrote the book. It's been revised and updated since, but the argument is that, you know, every 20 years there's another, you know, turning, and every 80 years you go through four turnings, and at the end of the fourth turning, you know, there's a crisis, and things change rapidly, and for the better or for the worse or whatever. So, end of the Second World War was 80 years ago. So now we're at the, you know, 80 years later, probably we're going to experience, and we get a sense of that with all that's been happening since Trump's in the Oval Office. I mean, it never ends. It's hard to stay up to date. I mean, look at the narrative now about Ukraine. It's, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to Zelensky, but he's nothing anymore. They don't even include him in negotiations. And so a lot of people will find this very difficult to deal with because they've bought into this false narratives for so long. And the rapprochement between the US and Russia is kind of like unfathomable for many
We do
people.
it exploding heads for
And
sure.
we might see the end of NATO. Why have NATO if there's no threat from Russia?
And the European Union.
Oh, the European Union is. I did you watch J.D. Vance talk at the Munich
Yes,
Security
I did.
Conference? Oh.
I thought he was in the end addressing them.
He was what?
He was addressing the EU ultimately, and he was saying that. Basically, if you read between the lines, I mean, I know the points, but if you read between the lines, that this is a purely administrative state. It has no elected anything behind it and is kind of illegitimate and a threat. That's why they're jumping like crazy and going nuts.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, nobody saw this coming. In fact, the person who introduced him, who was happy to give him the podium when he closed the conference later that
Well, he's
day or the
crying, the
next day,
crybaby.
was crying. He couldn't deal with the new reality. It's very tough for them to be told, you know, the enemy is not Russia. The enemy is within, guys. You need to pay more attention to what your people want. It's
Incredible.
not war. So anyway, so it was largely the European Union he was addressing, yes. But it was a security conference, which, by the way, in 2007, the same conference in Munich, because they have it every year, was the Munich Security Conference that Putin gave his speech that, you know, if you read it or watch it, you'll see everything
I
that's happened
rewatched it
since.
only a few days ago, Louis. Rewatched it just out of interest, and wow, it was all laid out.
Yeah, all laid down. Yeah, exactly.
Great to catch up with you again, Louis Bollinger, who is at lbnow.co.nz, specializing investment advisor, specializing, can I say, mainly in gold?
Specializing in bullion services, yes.
Bullion services, there you go. Nice to catch up with you again, Louis. We'll talk again sometime soon.
Nice to see you. Thank you. Bye, Paul.